Well, hello, this is Matt Tombers for WGXC, and I'm here today with the American Dance Institute's Chris Bolin, who is the Community Relations Manager for the organization, and they are going to be coming to
Catskill, New York, very soon, May 2018. We're looking to open our doors, so we're very, very excited.
Yes, but something's happening before then.
Something big is happening before then.
Very soon.
Thank you, Matt. We're having a major groundbreaking event on Saturday, May 7th, at our location in Catskill, 62 Water Street, just off of Main, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., and we are going to have, it's an open, free community event. We're going to have a beer garden courtesy of Crossroads Brewing Company. We're going to have a live band. The Wyos are going to be playing food trucks. We have things for kids. We're going to have a petting zoo. We're going to have face painters. We're going to have magicians. We've got thousands of dollars of raffle prizes to give away. Some really great gifts, everything from tickets to Broadway shows, backstage tours, dinners, gift certificates to some great shops in Catskill and Hudson, gift baskets, you name it. So it's going to be a really, really great day, and we're really hoping a lot of people come and check it out.
Oh, that's good. So you don't need to RSVP. You don't need to do anything. All you have to do is show up.
Well, you can just absolutely show up. Totally free, just show up. However, if you would like to RSVP, you can go to our site, www.americandance.org, and you can, if you RSVP, you get a free raffle ticket. Okay. So that's kind of a little bit of an incentive to RSVP. But otherwise, if you just don't want to do that, it's free. Come on by, stop by, check us out. Yeah, 12 to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
12 to 3 p.m.
Saturday, May 7th.
Okay, well, I'm planning to be there, but I didn't realize that there was an added benefit to the RSVP. So I will go to www.americandance.org.
Correct.
And get an RSVP in so I get a raffle ticket.
That's exactly right. And then you can purchase more on site also. But
okay.
It's going to be a really, really exciting day. We're very excited about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, what brings you to Catskill of all places on earth? Because you're currently in Rockville, Maryland.
We are, you know, and we've been there for quite some time. You know, I guess the short answer is money. It's very DC metro area. It's very expensive to keep operating and to continue what we want to do and build upon what we've established. It was time for a move. So we started looking. We basically drew a circle around New York City within a 2-hour radius. We wanted to be close to New York. We wanted to be close to an airport. So we followed the Amtrak line. And, you know, there's a thriving arts community up here in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And in Greene County and Columbia County, it's just a hubbub of activity. So we came here and we started looking for a space here in Hudson, and we didn't find any buildings that would, you know, really fit our needs. And we were told to go over to Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was this lumber yard to look at. So we said, fine, we went to check it out. And the moment we walked into this garage, we saw the possibilities. I mean, that's where we're going to make our theater. And we were all very, very excited. So we went with it, and we're moving up here, and we're very excited to do it. So, you know, we're planning on opening our doors May 2018. We've got some work to do. This groundbreaking event is our kind of launch off, but we're very excited to be up here.
Okay. Well, before I heard that you were moving up here, I didn't know much about American Dance Institute. Could you fill us in a little bit about the history of the organization?
Yeah, so we are a performing arts center for contemporary dance and a residence site for artists. So what that means is that we will be presenting shows up here in Catskill. Shows that are premiering here, which is very exciting. And that means people in Catskill in the area, you know, Greene County, Columbia County, and surrounding areas, will be able to see shows in Catskill first before they're presented anywhere else in the country. So before they go to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, wherever, they will be presented here, which I think is very, very exciting. And then our residency program, our residency site for these artists, it's very important to us. We house the artists, we feed the artists, we give them full access to our new state-of-the-art theater, full technical resources that they may need, so they can just focus on what they are here to do, create new work. So, you know, out of that, you know, you will see very innovative, groundbreaking new work that is very exciting. So we're very, very happy to be here and have this facility that we're able to do that.
Good. There's some wonderful testimonials on YouTube from artists who have gone through the program in Rockville, Maryland, where you currently are, saying how important the support of ADI has been in getting their works created. One of the things that I think is fascinating is you and I both come from a theater background.
Correct.
And there aren't any residency programs that I know of for dancers.
You know, I'm relatively new to the contemporary dance field, but from what I know, opportunities like this are very rare. And we are trying to address a very critical issue in professional contemporary dance. And what that is that these performers, these artists, don't have enough time in the theater to fully realize their artistic vision. So we are giving them an opportunity to work technically, integrate design elements into their shows in advance of these premieres, which is so important and not offered to them typically. So we're very proud of being able to do that for them. And I'm glad to hear that that the artists are happy. I mean, I'm a fellow artist. I'm in a different field, but I think it's an amazing opportunity. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Right. As I was prepping to sit down with you this morning, I was going through the website, and there are on your website some embeds of YouTube videos with the artists talking about it. Tell me, what kind of artists does ADI attract? Or let me put it a little differently, because this is also from your website, is that ADI, the American Dance Institute, curates artists, not projects.
Right.
And I found that to be absolutely fascinating.
We are artist-driven. We want to support the artists, nurture the artists, give them all the opportunities they need to create their new works and fulfill their artistic vision. So, you know, you asked what type of artists you're going to see, what type of shows you're going to see at ADI. It's contemporary dance is a very welcoming art form. It's not as structured. It's very collaborative. So you're typically not going to see just dancers dancing on stage to music. You may see that, once in a while, but that's not typically what you're going to see. You know, people, when they think of dance or contemporary dance, I think they think of, Dancing with the Stars or, those shows.
Yes.
They dub it over, and people think tap, jazz, ballet. Contemporary dance is very collaborative, and so you'll see shows that involve visual artists, actors, puppetry, text, musicians, so it's very collaborative, very, very unique and very exciting. So, it's a little bit outside the box. And for me, being, again, relatively new to the contemporary dance field, having seen some of the shows that I've seen, I find it very exciting. And it's very new, and it's going to be very, very, very diverse, and we're very excited to present it to be presenting it upstate here.
Okay, yeah. Good. So tell me a little bit more about, you're calling it ADI Lumberyard?
Correct.
Tell me more about the space.
So we decided we're making a big move up here, and it was time for a name change, and through some research that we had done on the actual area that we're moving into, the lumberyard, we went back historically, and we found that it's been a lumberyard for a very long time, dating back into the 19th century. There was an old railroad that went through there. It was a lumberyard. There were steamboats. So it's a very historical part of Catskill. And so we're searching for a name and searching for a name, and lumberyard just made sense. Mm-hmm. It is a lumberyard. It was a lumberyard. And now it will be a lumberyard again in a very different capacity. So that's where the name came from. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great.
So what will the space be like?
So, we've got, we're going to be doing a lot of work, a lot of renovations, maintaining and keeping some of the, some of what's already there. We have our main building that's going to be where the theater is. And I can't tell you how excited we are about this space. It's going to be a very state-of-the-art black box theater that can be outfitted in an array of capacities. I think it, 150 people to about 300 people is what it can fit.
Okay.
Very versatile. We're going to be lifting the roof.
Intimate.
Yeah, it's very nice and you know, and very versatile, which is very important because, you know, the artists can come in and kind of do with it what they want. Mm-hmm. If we want to replicate BAM, for instance, or the kitchen or wherever they're going, we will have the ability to do that, which is very exciting. We're lifting the roof, raising the roof, so that we can potentially hang things. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a fantastic theater. It's one of the larger black boxes that I have ever seen. So I'm very excited about that. And then in that same building, we're going to house the artists.
Okay.
We have apartments for them. We're going to have a commercial kitchen that we will be cooking for them. We'll have a beautiful lobby. So, warm-up room. And so that building is going to be, it's going to be great. And then we have some buildings on the creek where our offices will be located, and a beautiful dance studio that's going to open right up onto the creek.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that's great.
So when the artists are rehearsing, they can open up to nature and really, you don't have that in New York. So.
No, absolutely not. And glass walls?
Well, there's windows, but it'll just open right up. It literally opens up onto the creek, which is just fantastic. And so that will be a dance studio for them. I mean, talk about inspiring creativity. And then our offices will be located in there. And then we have one more building that we want to turn into a commercial building, into some sort of restaurant or distillery. So, we're really trying to revitalize the waterfront mm-hmm. because we are right on the waterfront. It's a very important area. As we move forward beyond our phase one, our theater is the most important, our crucial matter right now. But as we move forward, we'd like to start adding a ferry dock and get ferry service and just really mm-hmm. revitalize that waterfront. So we're very excited by all the possibilities that lie ahead for us.
Yeah, Catskill, and I live in Claverick, so I don't often go across the river, and I've been over there a few times recently and have realized it. Catskill is really going through a little bit of a boom, which is very exciting. It sounds like you'll contribute a great deal to that.
Yeah, so I agree, and I hope so. And, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in Catskill. I'm kind of the guy with boots on the ground, so I've been meeting city officials and merchants and citizens and walking up and down Main Street. And you can't help but feel this sense of energy and this sense of pride there's just this kindling that's just ripe for a spark, and they're just primed for it. So we do feel that Catskill is on the brink of this renaissance, that it's mm-hmm. going to come into its own. There's so many artists up there, so many interesting things, so many great shops on Main Street, restaurants opening up. Bridge Street Theater is mm-hmm. just across the bridge from us. We're very excited. Everyone's been extremely supportive, very welcoming, very nice. And so we are very excited to be part of that community.
Okay, good. Will you, and this is just a curiosity question, will you be performing all the time, or will other companies come in and use the space for other kinds of performances?
So our season is scheduled right now to open Memorial Day, and it will go into Labor Day. And so in that time, we'll have approximately 12 to 15 artists. So that's going to be our season. You know, as we move forward and as, you know, we get a better feel of how things are going, that could change. But right now, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Now, when we aren't, when our season is not happening, we've got this beautiful facility. So we're discussing a number of options, whether it be renting it out to some, you know, Broadway shows that can come and use the space for technical rehearsals or whatnot. But we've got this beautiful theater that we're hoping to rent out when we are not operating with our season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else should I know about ADI, American Dance Institute?
You know, we could talk a little bit about the history. Let's talk a little bit about the history. So 10 years ago, it's been operating for about 10 years. And in 2010, Adrian Willis, who is our current executive director, came on board and kind of began to reimagine what ADI could be. Mm-hmm. It started out
as a school.
Well, there was a school. It was a component of it, and they presented dance, but it was different. And so Adrian came aboard and started reimagining what it could be, what the contemporary dance feel needed, how we could strengthen it, how we could support these artists. And in the span of about 5 or 6 years, that realization has come to pass. And ADI has become a nationally recognized presenter of contemporary dance and a very important resident site for mm-hmm. artists. So this residency opportunity that we offer is very important. So we're very proud of where we've come in the past 6 years. We're very excited to where we're going. And we really feel like moving up to Catskill is going to really enable us to keep continuing and building upon what we want to, strengthening contemporary dance field and supporting these artists going forward. So that's a little bit about the history. And, you know, we're very excited about all the opportunities that lie ahead.
Yeah. And there's some very exciting people who are part of the ADI community on the board of directors. Your artistic director I won't even try to pronounce his name. But he was born in Shanghai and is quite accomplished.
Yeah, we've got, I mean, it's a great team of people. I'm getting to know everyone still, and everyone that I've met is very, what I can say about ADI, everyone involved with ADI is very passionate about what they do. And we're very proud of what we do. And I think, that shows.
That's great.
Yeah.
Will you be coming up to live in full-time in Catskill, or are you going to still split your time between New York and Catskill?
I will still be splitting my time between New York and Catskill. My wife is currently in the Broadway production of Les Miserables. I am also acting and directing, so I have other jobs based out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But being from Canada originally, small-town Canada, I love coming up here. And so I will continue to come up on a regular basis. And at some point, I would love to have a house up here in London. I've got a little 2.5-year-old, so we'll have to see if you know, finances are a concern, but would love to come up here at some point.
As finances drove American Dance Institute to look north of New York, finances play a part in having a second home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. Yeah. So, and you know, we're excited to you know, this facility. We're able to kind of be independent. We had to put, in Rockville, we were having to house actors in hotels and pay rent it's difficult. So mm-hmm. now that we have our own building and our own apartments and we can feed the artists, we have an independence that's just very, very cool.
Also very unique.
It is. Yeah.
It's incredibly unique in the world of performing arts because generally everything, in my experience, is unless you have lots of Broadway backers, local theater is and dance and many of the arts are scrapped together, you know, with spit and bubblegum.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely correct. And so, you know, I'm jealous. I wish I could dance. I mean, it's a great.
So do I.
It's a great. I want to be a part of it, but I am a part of it. And I'm proud to be a part of it. But it's a very, very amazing opportunity for the contemporary dance field. And we're hoping that it's going to really revitalize the area. You know, there's a lot of great things happening there. And I think if we all work together, it's going to be an exciting future for Catskill and Greene County.
And I think the overflow, it's going to be important for Columbia County. I think it's very exciting to have dance as part of the fabric of the Greene County, Columbia County, WGXC listening area. To have that kind of performance art here is just spectacular.
Yeah, and the really great thing, too, is that we're all different. And we all support each other, and you know, Basilica and us, and you know, everyone in the area who's involved in the arts, theaters, and other dance companies. We're all different, so we're not in direct competition, which is great. But we can all help each other, and I think it's going to really this whole area. I think is very, very exciting. I mean, I know a lot of people in New York City who are moving up here, mm-hmm. on artists, and I know a lot of they're very excited by everything that's going on up here. So. We're very optimistic about the next 5 to 10 years up here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for dropping by the studio today to have a chat with me. Again, this is Matt Tombers for WGXC, and I've been talking with Chris Bolin of the American Dance Institute, and that's www.americandance.org. Go there, RSVP, and get
a raffle ticket
for their event on May 7th, starting at noon, going till 3 p.m.
Correct. Please come by. It's going to be a great, great day. We've got so much to offer. We really want as many people there as possible. And you can meet us. You can walk around the site. You can see what it's going to be before it transforms into the state-of-the-art facility. So, you know, things for kids, again, the beer garden, food trucks, live music, raffles. It's going to be a very, very exciting day. We're as many people as possible that can come check us out, we would love it.
Bring your phone so you can take the pictures, so you can have the before and after pictures of ADI Lumberyard.
It's going to be a big change.
All right.
Exciting.
Take care. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks so much, Matt.
Take care. Good morning, it's Matt Tombers again, and we're here with Dan Herlin, who is the Director of Artistic Initiatives for the American Dance Institute, which this afternoon is going to be having a great festive event in Catskill down on Water Street. And earlier, Chris Bowen, who is the Community Relations Manager, told us a lot about the event, but I don't know a lot about the American Dance Institute and some of its programs that it has, and I would love for you to share with us, Dan, if you would, your programs and the kinds of things that you do with American Dance Institute and what we can look forward to over in Catskill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have a number of different programs, but primarily the main sort of centerpiece of what we do is present contemporary dance and present it in a way that is it's a lot better for the choreographers. Normally what happens in the dance world is a choreographer will be sort of booked into a theater, and they'll load into the theater on Monday, they'll do their dress rehearsal and tech rehearsal on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they do a show. And very often what that means is that they are unable to incorporate a lot of technology into the show that they are doing. They can't do, you know, projections. A lot of people are interested in projections or even special effects or not even sets. You know, they don't have enough time to actually incorporate the set into what they're doing. Mm. What we do at American Dance Institute is we give them a week-long residency in the theater with the full tech crew, with 24-hour access to the theater, so that they can have a chance to incorporate all of these other elements just in advance of a premiere. And sometimes we will provide the premiere. We'll be doing a number of world premieres here in Catskill.
That's wonderful. Now, one of the things that Chris did tell us about was that the artists are actually going to be having facilities to live, eat, breathe, do everything right there at the Lumberyard. And I think that's amazing.
That's right. The plans are for, I can't remember offhand now how many, but I think it's about a dozen bedrooms that mm-hmm. will each be able to be, will sleep two when needed. So that they really don't have to go off site. And and food will be provided. So they really can focus on the work. They don't have to sort of go out and grocery shop and worry about who's going to cook dinner. It's going to be provided for them, so they really can focus on the work.
It sounds like a little bit of dancer's heaven.
I think it is.
Yes. Now, what I would love to know is you've got this wonderful title, Director of Artistic Initiatives, mm-hmm. and I'd love to know what you do as Director of Artistic Initiatives.
My job is pretty much to kind of research in the dance world and to look at the field in general and to kind of identify what I think of as deficits or problems, things that are not happening that should be happening in the dance world to help support choreography and new choreography. And then, so doing research, I'll do research in the field to try to locate these problems. And then with a number of other people, we'll sort of begin to think about developing programs that address that problem.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, the idea of having this week-long residency came out of just that kind of research. We began to realize that that was really a major, major problem that was facing a lot of choreographers. It was also, it was also impacting the ecosystem as a whole, because a lot of theaters that back in my day used to insist on having a premiere no longer wanted premieres because the pieces weren't ready, and they weren't ready because no one could provide them with the tech time.
And so now you're going to provide them with the tech time, mm-hmm. and with the premieres.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that way they can go straight from Catskill to BAM or to NYLA or to wherever they're going to go.
Okay, good. What are some of the other things that we should know about American Dance Institute? I know that you're moving from Rockville mm-hmm. up here, mm-hmm. That you will continue to have a presence in New York City for a while, ongoing?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a number of seasons in New York because we want to be more in touch with that community than mm-hmm. we have been able to be in the D.C. area. We chose Catskill because it was close to New York, but it's far enough away so that you can really remove yourself from your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get back. Like designers in particular, sometimes they don't need to be there the whole week. So it's easy to get back and forth between New York and Catskill. And that was why, this location was just completely perfect for us.
Yeah. Now, how long have you personally been involved with ADI?
I came on really as a consultant, really early on, and I think I've been on board as the director of artistic initiatives now for 3 years.
Okay. How long has ADI been in existence?
Well, ADI had a life before it has the life now. It was originally a school. And then for a number of reasons, the people who were running the school decided that they wanted something more impactful. They wanted mm-hmm. something that could be seen, that would have a national presence, that would really make a difference. And so they hired Adrian Willis to direct the school, or to direct ADI. And then she's really the one who developed the performance series and this residency program that we have that we call the incubator. Mm-hmm. She's the one really at the helm of all of this. And she came on about 5 years ago.
Okay. And what are some of the other programs, or are there other programs at ADI that we should be aware of?
There are some that are in development at the moment.
Okay.
There's a program we're looking at, something that we're tentatively calling the Launch Pad. We're looking at providing residency time for choreographers and dance companies. Once the piece has premiered, then they sometimes need to make adaptations for touring, so that they can actually just put it in on a Monday and a Tuesday.
Okay.
And that sometimes means simplifying things. It sometimes means thinking ahead. It sometimes means budget, budget things that we can help them with. So we're thinking about mm-hmm. as a new program. We're thinking about a program to address writing about dance and critical response to dance. So those are some of the things that we're thinking about right now.
Oh, great. Again, it sounds like a heavenly proposition for performers.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to slip in a little bit of a plug here. Between the time I talked with Chris and the time I'm talking with you, I've gone online to www.americandance.org
mm-hmm.
and RSVP'd for Saturday afternoon. So I'm wanting to have all our listeners go on, because if you RSVP, you actually get a free raffle ticket.
That's right.
And I've got mine. And so I really recommend that. Dan, there's a couple of other things I'd love to chat with you about. You have a fascinating history yourself as a performer.
Uh-huh.
And could you tell our audience a little bit about some of the things you've done? Because it's a wonderful melange uh-huh. of performance arts.
Well, I was trained in both theater and incidentally, actually, one of the first things that I did at ADI was I came in as an artist. So I've actually had the experience of having that week-long residency period leading up to a performance. And it's, let me tell you, it is like, there's nothing else like it in the world. It's fantastic.
That's great.
But in my own career, I was trained in dance. I was trained in theater. I'm now the, in addition to being the director of artistic initiatives at ADI, I'm also the director of the graduate program in theater at Sarah Lawrence College. I've always been kind of, I've always been personally a little bit suspicious of the, of the firewall between the different performance and artistic disciplines. Mm-hmm. You know, there's dance and there's theater and there's painting and there's music. And I've always been kind of fluid about it. Mm-hmm. So lately I have been making puppet work. And I think of puppetry as being dance with objects because mm-hmm. both forms primarily use movement as their means of communication.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing puppetry now mostly.
Now, have you done any puppetry with ADI?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, tell us a little bit about it. Well, I'm fascinated.
They presented a piece of mine called... It was actually...
And it was your piece.
Yeah. It was called... What was it called? Double Aspect. Double Aspect, Bright and Fair, which was... it was actually a play written by a wonderful playwright named Eric N. It was one of a cycle of 17 plays. He spent a lot of time in Rwanda working with the survivors of the genocides there, and so wrote these 17 plays in response to it. And each one of the 17 plays was directed by a different director and premiered in a different city. And I was Eric asked me if I would do one, and so I did. And we worked at it on it at ADI in Rockville.
Okay. That's like, I can only imagine what that must have been like as a performance piece.
It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
I would love to do this. And I found out just before we walked into the studio that you also have a home here.
I do. Yeah. I live in Stuyvesant.
Yeah. How long have you been up here?
About 15 years.
Yeah. Okay.
13 to 15 years.
Yeah. That's about as long as I've been up here, too. What else should we know about ADI? I know that we had a conversation last week with Adrian, who's the executive director.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a big thing happening this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And what else should we know about American Dance Institute?
When I think about it, ADI moving to the Lumberyard in Catskill, what I get excited about is thinking that I think that because of the Lumberyard and because of the presence, because of our presence, Catskill is going to eventually become kind of ground zero for contemporary dance in this country. And
wow.
I think that that's, you know, I don't think that's an overstatement. I think it's just going to be really, really exciting for Catskill and for audiences in Catskill and Hudson and the surrounding area to mm-hmm. have access to the kind of work that we do.
I know I'm looking forward to it because the kind of space that the Lumberyard is going to have, which is, as I understand it, is going to be very fluid and flexible and
mm-hmm.
malleable,
mm-hmm.
is having once studied theater myself, though not practice it for a long time, it's just an exciting kind of space for a performer to work in and for an audience to witness the performer's work.
Yeah, and what's really great about the design of the theater is that it's completely flexible so that if you wanted to be doing something or if you were going to be performing in the round, we can set that up for you. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in a proscenium orientation, we can set that up for you. If you're going to be like a tennis court, or even if you're going to be like doing a walkthrough, an environment, we can mm-hmm. provide all of that because the space is large enough and convertible enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been spending a lot of time over at the Lumberyard as they've been planning it and working on it?
And I wouldn't say a lot, but enough. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of decision making that's been having to go on, you know, thinking about like which wall is going to come down, where, how many bedrooms, how can we squeeze in another bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on. And so we've been, you know, I've been there a fair amount.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that talking to some residents in Catskill over the last few weeks, I know there is great enthusiasm And excitement about ADI coming into Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
Because as some people who own a store over in Catskill said to me, we're just really excited because we think it's going to add a whole new level of vibrancy to the town.
We really hope so. And we are so excited to, you know, really contribute to the town in that way. I think it's going to be exciting for everybody involved. We're excited.
Good. I'm trying to think what else. There are things that I love the fact you work with puppets. I think that's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think well of ADI. Are there any other things that we should really know or think about, you know, as people come over this afternoon to watch the groundbreaking? Because there's going to be a lot happening from what Chris said.
Yeah, there's going to be there's a lot happening.
It sounds like a circus more than anything else.
Kind of it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, have a great time. It's going to be really a blast this afternoon. It's going to be so much fun. There's so much going on.
I know. I mean, food carts.
Yep.
And it sounded, I don't think there are, but it, you know, I just had jugglers in my mind and circus lions and all. No, it's not going to be that, but it sounded like a really wonderful time.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific.
And good for kids. Lots of activities
for
kids.
Lots of stuff for kids.
So I really would like everybody to go again to www.americandance.org to learn about the organization. RSVP before you head over to the groundbreaking so that you can get your free raffle ticket just like I did and have a great time. And Dan, it's been just a pleasure to know you. I'm so sorry that I hadn't encountered you before in my time in Columbia County.
Well, I'll be around.
Yeah, so will I.
great to meet you.
All right, great to meet you too. Take care and good luck over in Catskill.
Thanks so
much. Can't wait for the opening. May 2018?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
See you then.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you Saturday.
Yeah.
See you this afternoon.
I know.
All right. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Adrienne Willis.
Thank you.
The executive,
who is she?
She's the executive director of the American Dance Institute.
Wow, that's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal. And they're having a big opening on Saturday in Catskill, in Greene County, at something called the ADI Lumberyard.
Ellen, can we step back a second and find out what ADI is? The American Dance
American
Institute?
Dance
what is
Institute?
That?
Hi.
Hi.
So ADI is a dance, contemporary dance presenter and residency site. We have a program called the Incubator, which has been running for the last 5 years, that has really grown a lot. And there was a lot of research done around the country that showed that contemporary dance doesn't have enough time to finish. So they don't usually get a tech week like you'd have in theater, where people can come into the theater, do all the cues, put all the technical and design elements
mm-hmm.
in. A lot of contemporary dance and choreographers were showing up in the theater, and a day later they were premiering their work, and it wasn't ready to go. So it was affecting audiences, and presenters weren't doing as much dance. So we created this program where people could come for a week in our space, and we'd feed them, we'd house them, and we'd give them all the technical support they needed. So it's been a program that started off with about 3 companies mm-hmm. a year. Now we have about 12. And so we have 12 weeks where, or sometimes more, where we support their work. And
you've always been based in Catskill?
No, we are currently based in Washington, D.C., in the suburbs of Washington in Rockville, Maryland. And we've grown so much, we grew out of our space. We're also renting our space where we are right now. So we really wanted to find a space that could house this program. And we've kind of become the out-of-town premiere spot for a lot of contemporary dance. So work that you might see in New York at BAM or at the New York Live Arts or at the Joyce comes to us first, and it gets ready to go. So we looked everywhere from Washington, D.C. to Albany for a new space, and we found this great lumberyard, an 18th, I think it's late 19th century lumberyard on the Catskill Creek and three adjacent barns. And when we walked in, it was literally love at first sight. And we realized that it was the perfect place for us to build a new home for our program. So we'll have housing and a giant black box theater where we can recreate basically every stage in the country, including large Broadway houses if we had to.
Will these practices get performed here?
Yes.
For the public as
yes.
well?
Yes. So a lot of people ask us that. So one of the big components of our residency program is to have an audience come in and be the first eyes on the piece so that the companies can get a sense of what the audience reaction is. So every residency ends with a public performance, and it's either a premiere, like an out-of-town premiere. A lot of New York presenters and presenters in LA, they wanted to premiere out of town first. So it'll premiere here, and then it'll
Remember those good old days, Ellen? We bombed in New Haven, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Went out of town once with a show to Philadelphia, and we only lasted a week on Broadway. But anyway, it was fun to be part of the whole process.
Right, so it's kind of like that old model.
Well, you know, the rumor was, and I don't know if there's any truth to this at all, but that companies were going to be able to come and dance, put everything together on a stage that was the exact size of the, or replica of the stage they were going to have elsewhere.
So that's our goal. So it's a flexible space. We're not going to have a traditional theater with proscenium and fixed seating. So everything will be flexible. We'll be able to recreate any stage in any dimensions so that basically they can build the piece for wherever they're premiering it, pack it up in a van, and reload it as soon as they get to wherever they're going.
Now, was this project in the works before you got that great grant from New York State?
Yes. So we got, the idea was in the works. So we found the property and we originally just purchased it as an investment property because it was so great to see what we could do with it. And then when we got the Empire State Development Grant, we knew that we could go ahead with it. So it
so
was
that'll a, cover your building expenses?
It'll cover a significant portion of the renovation. But the renovation will be $3.5 million. So we got about $500,000 from them, but it was a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll say.
and as Ellen knows, the same thing sort of happened with our Hudson's Opera House, started with a small pot and now is almost there.
I know, but it's
$8 million later.
It's taken us years and years and years, but sometimes it works that way and sometimes it doesn't.
The Hudson Opera House has been really supportive, too, of us.
Oh, great.
Because we were newbies coming in and they've shown us the way and they've been really supportive.
Oh, great. I'm on the board. That's why Tom is saying that I should know about what's happening. Was this part of the Dunn Lumber Company property?
So it's the old Dunn Lumber property. It's the whole property.
And it's on Water Street?
It's on Water Street. So it's right before you go over the Uncle Sam Bridge. So if you're in Catskill, mm-hmm. and where the new Catskill Mill project is, it's just on the other side. It's just on the other side of Water Street.
Now, is it usually up and coming dance groups, or do you deal with some of the major companies as well?
No, it's all professional. So
no, I mean, do companies like say Paul Taylor need this kind of venue to do it, or is it only the sort of less known?
Well, it's more contemporary than Paul Taylor, so it's just a little bit different. Yes, it's, but it's a broad spectrum of people. So people who are fairly established or very established, to new contemporary artists that we think will be the next artist that everyone will know. It'll be a household name.
Well, Twyla Tharp was just here.
Yes.
As part of, I can't think of the name of the organization. There's some upstate dance organization that.
The Catskill Mountain Foundation?
No. Oh. I mean, it's...
New York Dance Force?
Yes, the New York Dance Force. And Elena Mosley, who's here with Operation Unite and the Kumba Dance Company, has been very connected to that. So we've heard a lot about it. And when I was at the New York State Arts Council, I remember, everybody said, you can't do dance upstate. It's too difficult. Nobody will come. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the feeling about it. So the dance force, I think, was one of those.
How did those
efforts.
People explain the troupe over in Tanglewood? Connecticut people have more taste?
We were talking about New York State.
I know, I get it.
Oh, you mean...
Well, there's tons of dance over there.
Well, of course.
Because they're Connecticut.
Right. Maybe.
Well, we think that people will enjoy what we're doing. I mean, when we started in Rockville, there really wasn't a contemporary dance audience. We've had to build the audience that we have now. And we have a heavy education component to it, too, where it's not a traditional education component, but we have pre-show talks that everybody attends beforehand that doesn't talk about what the work is about. It kind of gives the audience some tools to appreciate the type of work because it's often not literal or it's not easy to understand. It's a difficult art form. So we try to give people some tools in which to appreciate it. And most of it is just, it's okay if you don't understand it. Take with it what you can and just...
How many troops do you think will be in residency per year on average?
About a dozen. Yes.
Wow.
And that'll be through the summer. So we'll have a summer season where we'll do back-to-back residencies and showings so people can buy a summer season pass. And they can basically get a sense of contemporary dance in this country because there's not that much. So we'll have most of the contemporary dance choreographers and companies.
And what'll happen in the winter months? Nothing?
We're still figuring that out. Mm-hmm. We're in talks with other organizations, maybe some rentals of the space in the cold winter months because it's also great for a commercial theater that wanted to come in and get a show ready.
Ellen. Got your name on it. Come on, let's go put on a show.
Go fly a kite. Do I dare say that? We were just talking about go fly a kite. Anyway.
So it would be perfect for that because it's a giant space. And like I said, you can recreate a Broadway stage in there. So, and it has housing. We're going to have housing for up to 24 artists. And we'll have a kitchen. So it's a perfect place for people to go and just get work ready. So we'll do some rentals. We're still figuring out in the fall months, too, what we'll be doing. But we're applying for different grants and different funding for different programs.
Well, I think I didn't mean to discourage you with those words that people upstate don't appreciate dance. Because I think Dance Force or whatever came before that really did a lot to change the attitude toward modern dance, especially. People understand or think they... You know, they like ballet, for example.
Right.
But
you don't?
Of course I do. I love it all.
Yes, exactly. It is hard to explain to people what we do, that it's not ballet, so we're trying to, and that we're not a school. Those are two things that, because we have this name, the American Dance Institute, so people often think we're a school, but we're not. We're primarily a residency site and presenter.
Do you know Judy Grunberg? It's an organization called PS21, not Public School 21.
No, yes. We're familiar with the organization, yeah.
Because she's done a lot
they've done
to
great
encourage
work.
Dance as well. So, and I think the people in Catskill especially are really, really excited that you're there.
Yeah, they've been great.
Finding that?
I mean, when we saw the space, like I said, it was love at first sight. There's this giant garage that we walked into with no pillars. And it was the perfect place to build the theater. And it was a very fast decision for us. But we'd never, we totally underestimated how encouraging the town of Catskill would be. I feel like there's so much mediation in this country between small towns and arts organizations trying to, you know, encourage or educate the benefits of having arts organizations and how much they can stimulate the economy, but Catskill just got it, and they've been amazing and so supportive. And I don't think we'd be having a groundbreaking this weekend if it wasn't for Catskill and the community.
And Ellen, that's why they're here, to promote the groundbreaking, I believe.
That is true.
What happens if it rains?
We're still going to have it. We have this giant garage,
like
we talked about. That we have we have the old lumber racks courtyard as well. That's covered for the most part. Where the beer garden will be, Crossroads Beer. Is one of our sponsors. So
and
we'll
Ellen's
that.
Favorite group is going to perform.
Oh, yeah, the Wyos.
The Wyos.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. And they'll be inside in the garage. We have nothing in the garage right now because it's empty. So we'll be able to house, you know, most of the stuff in there. And we have some tents that are set up in the garage right now, ready to go outside if it rains. So it's definitely rain or shine.
And Pippi's hot dog truck is going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Great bratwurst.
And Q Barbecue.
Yeah, Q Barbecue. I'm not familiar with them. Do you know Q Barbecue?
Yes.
He knows all the food trucks.
Okay.
What are you implying, Ellen?
And we'll have lots of stuff for kids, too. If it doesn't rain, we'll have a petting zoo. And we're going
to
have...
They don't like to bring their animals when it's wet.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. And apparently we can't have them near any food. So we have to keep them far away because the goats will go after the food. And we have face painting and cornhole and all kinds of games and activities for the kids.
So did this require you to move to the area?
It requires me to be up here a lot. So I'm still working that out. Mm-hmm. I've recently relocated to Manhattan. Well, I will be in
from Washington
mm-hmm. in a couple of weeks. So we have an office there. Our corporate or our office headquarters are there right now, and then we'll move. But that's where our development and finance and everybody works out of. So, yeah, a lot of changes. A lot of people are moving up here, though. Our director of production will be moving up here. Our general manager is moving up here. Right now we have 25-person staff, and I'd say about 2/3 will be living in the area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? There you go. Economic development.
Yes.
I guess.
We really rely on so many vendors, too. We have cleaning and catering and printing, and we've done a lot of work on how much we stimulate our current local economy, mm-hmm. and we feel like it'll be even more here because we're able to grow the programs. So it'll be significant as we start building relationships with vendors and other local.
Right.
Your residency program was smaller down in Rockville?
It was different. This kind of allows us to do back-to-back, which will change our model a little bit and how we hire for the summers and beyond. But we did the same amount. From September through May, we do about 12 residencies. And so we'll be able to do that just in the summer. So everything else that we do will be on top of what we're already doing.
Great.
Yeah, so it'll be significant growth for us.
And when will all that start? I mean, when will public performances start?
So our grand opening will be May 2018.
Right.
Giving ourselves a little cushion for the construction.
Takes time.
Yep. But that'll be our first summer season.
Great. Well, as I said, people are excited about your being here. So we can't wait.
Great.
2018. I did want to ask you, your resume is very interesting. You've done a lot of work with veterans in the Washington area.
Yes. So I moved... It was kind of, I diverted my career path a little bit. When I was in college at Sarah Lawrence, I directed a play about landmines. And I was introduced to this group called the Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation. And they took our play and they toured us around the country. Hmm. And the man who ran the organization, Bobby Muller, who's a wheelchair-bound Vietnam vet, he wanted me to come back and work in Washington for his organization as the director of PR, communications, and strategy. So he'd done so much for me, and I loved working for him. He was an incredible person. He still is. And so I went and worked at his organization, and it was just at the time of the 2008 election. And we were really looking at the way that the troops were being treated as soon as they came home and the services that were being offered to them. So I did that for several years. I did that for 4 years. And it was a great introduction to Washington, and it was a great introduction to how to create change and affect change with a nonprofit. And it kind of set me up to do what I'm doing now. But it was a great experience.
But you also have a theater background, don't you?
I do, yes. Yeah. So before that, I was a producer and a director in New York.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a shift, but this was something I felt like I needed to do, and it was good work, and I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Tom, is there anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. So is anyone welcome to the celebration?
Yes,
on Saturday?
It's free. It's open. We hope that everyone comes. You'll get to see our new space. We'll have a little ceremony where we'll sort of break ground. It goes from noon to 3:00. The actual ceremony will be at 1:00. And we'd love.
I wonder why you have a publicist to remind you of little things like that, right?
Yeah, she just pointed at her. She pointed at her watch to tell me what.
Cool.
Remind
That's
me
what
to
I
talk
need.
About the times. I know. So they'll be there. And our crew have been up from Washington, and we've had five or six local crew as well, getting the space ready for the last week, like just power washing the garage, painting, getting it. So it looks really good, and we're excited to have people come. But yes, it's free, and come whenever you want. There's lots of parking. Bank of Greene County gave us their lot. We have a county lot, so we have lots of places for people to park and have a good time.
This is Saturday at what time again?
It's from noon to 3.
In Catskill, right off the main drag there.
Water Street.
Down on Water Street.
And we have a raffle with tons of great prizes,
raffle.
Too.
Oh.
Yes, includes Broadway tickets and gift
to
certificates.
Hamilton?
No.
Just
and
kidding.
No, I wish. And it also has gift certificates to local restaurants and tons of area attractions. So I think that'll be good too.
Wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for having
Thanks
me
for
on
coming
and asking
in.
About it all.
Thanks for taking the time to come in.
Of course.
We'll look forward to this when it, you know, actually sort of happens.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. You know. 2 years from now will be a good day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
come back.